Schools in Western Australia will soon be banned from using the cane or paddle to punish students. The move has prompted a leading education researcher to call for a nationwide ban on the practice. Corporal punishment hasn't been used in West Australian public schools for nearly 30 years, but one independent school appears to be the target of the ban. From Perth, Dale Owens reports.
The cane and paddle will be thrown out of the classroom when the ban comes into place in all West Australian schools this year. Education Minister Peter Collier says corporal punishment is a thing of the past.
We simply do not have to smack a child in the 21st century as a way in which we can get that child to modify his or her behaviour.
It appears one school is being targeted by the ban, the Nollamara Christian Academy in Perth's north.
The issue with regard to corporal punishment emerged last year as a result of the fact that there was a school that was still using corporal punishment. Now, the fact that we've got one school, one small school, and I don't have a problem with that small school, small Christian school, you know, in terms of the fact that they have particular values that they feel reflects their cohort of students. Suffice to say, if you've got one school that is out of step with every other school in the state, it is absolutely imperative from my perspective as Education Minister to ensure that we do formalise the process, and that is that a corporal punishment will not be accepted in schools in Western Australia.
PM tried to contact the Nollamara Christian Academy for comment but was unsuccessful. Its principal, Pastor Roger Monasmith, told Seven West Media the school would stop corporal punishment when ordered to by the government. It's not known exactly how many Australian schools still use corporal punishment. Education experts say it's only a small number and they're welcoming the WA ban.
That corporal punishment does not change behaviour. In fact, it can exacerbate the problem, so it can sort of lead to further alienation from school and worse.
Anna Sullivan is from the University of South Australia.
I think it was nearly 200 academics across Australia who wrote to the Federal Minister Christopher Pyne asking him for leadership to encourage the states and territories to ban the practice. So it's well and truly long overdue. In fact, for a first world country like ours to still allow it, it's quite surprising. So, you know, credit to Western Australian government for acting on it. That's fantastic news.
WA Education Minister Peter Collier says smacking is no longer an appropriate form of punishment.
The education system of Western Australia in the 21st century has a raft of student service facilities that are available to our students in the government and the non-government sector. That includes psychologists, chaplains, year leavers, as in terms of teacher year leavers. Also, there's an enormous wealth of opportunity in terms of leadership that is provided now through the student body themselves. And this is a reflection of 21st century pedagogy. We no longer live in a situation where we have to smack our children to get what we want from them.
Education researcher Anna Sullivan hopes this signals the end of corporal punishment in all Australian schools.
I think it's fantastic news that the Western Australian government has taken it upon itself to make that change. It's probably overdue, to tell you the truth, but and it probably sends a strong signal to those other areas around Australia that still has loopholes in their legislation that allows it to still happen in some schools.
Education researcher Anna Sullivan ending that report from Dale Owens in Perth.